You're online with the iCast, a podcast about all things Scott County and surrounding areas from the studios of I-105.3 WMPI. Here's today's episode.
Hi, thanks for listening. My name is Todd Richmond. I'm the midday host here on I-105.3, and welcome to the podcast here. My guest today is J. Keith Thompson. And Mr. Thompson here is an author and has written a very interesting book called Two-Bit Wizard. How you doing, Keith?
Doing great, Todd. Glad to be here, buddy.
Well, it's good to have you here. I have been reading your book, and I feel like, you know, part of it is part of my life, to be honest with you, my younger years, because, well, tell us a little bit about the book here.
Well, I'll tell you. It started back in the early 80s with a little short story that I wrote at Indiana University Southeast. Mm-hmm. Professor Dunn had a creative writing class that I took. And to pass the test, you had to submit a short story in a contest. Well, the short story was The Septic Cleaner's Wife. And I was going by the premise that what Mark Twain always said, write what you know.
Right.
And these were two characters from my high school that I'd run into. Well, believe it or not, the short story actually won. And I got a check for, and I can't even remember how much it was because I had to run out, cash the check, and go buy a new air conditioner. Oh. It had gone out of my house in Greenville. So I wanted to portray the 70s like I remembered them,
right.
Like we all do.
Oh, sure.
You know, our generation, although we always say our generation's a baby boomer generation, but I kind of feel like we're more like the generation that refuses to get old.
Yeah.
I mean, we're the guys that still go to concerts.
Mm-hmm.
We still party. I mean, my dad wasn't doing stuff like that in the 60s and 70s, but we are.
Sure.
You know,
right.
And so, you know, the sex, drugs, and rock and roll. Okay, so maybe it's become, you know, Viagra, cover bands,
yeah,
and
yeah.
Tylenol.
Right, right.
But,
sure.
You know.
In bed at 9 o'clock.
Yeah, in bed at 9 o'clock with a salad for
yeah,
dinner. Yeah.
Right.
But it was a great time, and I wanted to kind of convey that time and really relive it, you know,
right.
Not only for myself, but, you know, for my readers.
Well, that's the thing. That, you know, like I said, I've been reading the book, and I've been, you know, reliving some of my childhood in it, man, because the story is basically, tell us about the story.
Okay, so you've got this kid, and back in the 70s, ADHD was defined as hyperkinetic tension, and it wasn't even really diagnosed, you know, until probably later on in the 80s. So you have this kid, he's got attention deficit,
mm-hmm.
and he's living in the 70s. He's dealing with high school sex. He's dealing with drugs.
Mm-hmm.
He's dealing with his parents' divorce and just growing up in general. And he's kind of got a perfect storm, you
right.
might call it,
right.
of things that are going at him at one time. And ultimately, he wants to get himself and his stoner buddies to this grand concert that's going on in Sedalia, Missouri.
Right.
1974, the summer, if anybody listening to this went to that concert
yeah.
and survived it, let me know.
Yeah.
Because it
yeah.
must have been something.
Yeah.
You know? And we always define ourselves now as, hey, you remember that concert back in such and such, or did you go see Kansas here or whatever
right,
else?
Right.
Well, that was the general thing back then.
Yeah.
You were hitting all these concerts. So I kind of wanted to wrap that all into a story and to try to relive, you know, a little bit of that time.
Sure. Now, the concert you're talking about, the Ozark Music Festival.
Yes.
That took place in 74 in Sedalia,
Sedalia, Missouri.
I don't know where I came with Sedalia, Arizona is where I'm from. Sedalia, Missouri. Apparently, I'm still going to the concert. I don't know. But and there were a lot of big acts at that show, too. They were the Eagles were there.
Eagles.
Bachman Turner Overdrive was there. There were a lot of great shows. Show lasted for 3 days, an entire weekend.
Yeah.
That was basically the biggest show in that year. So, Yeah, and these guys are trying to get themselves to that show.
Yeah, and trying to pull it over their parents' eyes.
Yeah, yeah, and, yeah. I remember that. I remember those days like that. Yeah, I do. So 2-Bit is the basically the hero of the book here.
Yes, yeah, yeah. He's the hero, and you get to go. You get to see from the protagonist's point of view. Because the book has a cadence to it, mm-hmm. all right? So you'll have action, dialogue, and then you get into the guy's head.
Right.
All right? Because having attention deficit, well, here I am. You're looking at me.
Yeah.
You and I may be talking, but I'm thinking about something else.
Right.
Because that's what we do.
Sure.
And so you get it firsthand from this kid. You know, and he's got issues with girlfriends. He's got issues with relationships. Mm-hmm. He's got issue with the school, and every little small thing affects him. It's a neat study in juvenile behavior. It's a neat study in our times that back then that were incredible, but, you know, wonderfully simplistic.
Right.
You know,
yeah. So you know 2-Bit personally, don't you?
Yeah, yeah. He's a... yeah, every once in a while I see him in the mirror. So.
or a reasonable facsimile there.
Absolutely.
I understand. I see 2-Bit myself every once in a while. I get it. So are the other characters based on people that you know?
I tell you what, this is how I kind of describe it. This is, you know... getting older,
yes.
Sometimes we have to look at the
here. I understand but that. I got you there.
When I first decided to write this, so on my Facebook page and Twitter and whatever else, I put this out for all my followers and my friends.
Right.
And I said, so this is what happens when you retire.
Yes.
Okay, so I didn't write this till after I retired.
Right.
You write a book based loosely on your idiotic teenage years, full of factual half-truths and fictional facts.
Yes, true, true.
So no persons of interest or reputations were harmed
right.
in the writing of this book.
Right.
So I've combined some people.
Mm-hmm.
I've taken some stories that that are real, but maybe didn't happen to me.
Sure.
And then I've thrown some realism in there also.
Oh, yeah.
And the folks, and right before I got it published, I contacted those folks. And I said, oh, by the way,
yeah.
you're going to see yourself
yeah.
in this.
Yep.
Don't worry. You're yeah. fine.
So. Right. Don't call your attorneys.
Yeah, yeah. You don't need to.
Nobody knows it's you.
That's right. That's
Except
right.
you and me.
The names have been changed.
Yes, to protect the innocent. Yes,
there
absolutely. That's a 60s, 70s thing
absolutely.
Right there. Absolutely. So
well,
there you go.
There were so, you know, but I did. I grew up, I went to Jefferson Town High School mm-hmm. over in Louisville.
Right.
And we had so many odd characters. And I could have probably written 2 or 3 books on some of the people mm-hmm. that were there.
Yeah.
But I chose the ones that I thought that really fit into this scenario.
Right.
And I think that the readers will really enjoy how I play each one out. It's a great little group of people
mm-hmm.
that get together to do this. Everyone can relate to his girlfriends
yeah.
in one way or the other.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
everybody had that girlfriend that liked Barry Manilow for some reason.
yeah.
You know, or dated college guys for some
right,
reason.
Right,
you know?
Right.
And
right.
So I took yes. a lot of a good blend of the characters and just combined them
yeah.
for safety.
Yep.
If I wrote a memoir, Todd, I'd have been in jail.
So. About to say, I think I can pick out a lot of these people and go, oh, I remember him, I remember her, yeah. That's so-and-so, this is such-and-such, including the girl who dated college guys, I know who
yeah,
she is,
yeah,
and
yeah.
the girl who likes Barry Manilow, I know who she is, you know, and no names, absolutely no names, but I do know each and every one of these people that so far I have read.
There was a scenario in the book that's pretty real, but We're in a parking lot at a restaurant, and everybody's kind of high, and these two people get in a fight over who's better, the Rolling Stones or the Beatles.
Yes. Yep.
Well, that really happened.
Oh yeah.
But it came to a fist fight.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, I said, no. You can't be a Beatles fan if you're a Stones fan.
Right.
And it kind of escalated back then.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the kind of thing you would fight about when you were young.
Well, yeah.
Sure, I understand that. And they still fight about things like that today. You can't be a Taylor Swift fan if you're a Lady Gaga fan. You know, that kind of crazy stuff.
Oh, really?
Still
I didn't know that.
You didn't know? I have a teenage daughter at the house. I can tell you. I don't know. She's a Taylor Swift fan. I don't know if she's a Lady Gaga fan or not. I do know she's a Taylor Swift fan.
Yeah, you're one or the other.
Yeah.
Don't cross that line.
I'm not going to ask anymore. You know, I don't go there. I just leave it alone. She has Taylor Swift albums, and that's all I care about, you know. But, these are great. That's a great story. It is a great story. Now, is there going to be a 2-Bit Wizard 2?
You know, I'm thinking about that. I am slowly moving into the YouTube phase.
Yes.
And I'm still trying to learn how to make a YouTube video.
Right.
Shame on me. I'm an old guy.
I know the
There
feeling.
Are rules. You have to set up your algorithm.
I know.
And all this stuff.
Yep.
And guys, I really stink at it, but I'm going to get better.
I know the feeling.
But I created this character, and I think I've had two sessions. It's this guy, and he's named Arlo J. Hemphanger.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And he's a cross between Randy Macho Man Savage and Cheech Marin.
Right.
So, and we think we have like political conspiracy now. Mm-hmm. Well, back then there was all these conspiracies about songs, because you never knew the lyrics of a song unless they put it on the album.
Right.
There was no place to go look it up.
Right.
So Arlo, I think his first session, he talks about Kenny Rogers, how Kenny Rogers used to be in the first edition. But then he starts, you know, through his drug-infused mind, he starts thinking about, but did you know that, you know, Kenny Rogers, you know, he had this LSD trip, and he decided that he wanted to sing with Dolly Parton and do country music. And then he starts talking about having love children called the Carpenters. And he just... And it ends up where he's talking about, and the Carpenters produced this song called Close to You, but it's not Y-O-U. It's E-W-E, man.
it's
like a sheep.
Sheep.
Yeah, because Kenny Rogers had a pet sheep, and his name was Smitty.
Oh, no.
And so, because you always...
And you always had
this stoner guy who had these wild ideas about, you know, what was going on in this rock and roll world.
That's
you know?
Funny.
And so I've kind of thrown that out there. So if I do a second one, I'm not trying to tell how the book ends or anything like that.
Right.
But there was a Rolling Stones concert I went to in 1975 that I could write a whole book about.
This may be in a second. This may be a trilogy.
Yeah.
This may be the next Harry Potter. You never know. That's great. That's great. Now, do you have anything else out there? Do you not have another book that's coming up here?
I'm working on. I'm going to try to do a screenplay at this.
Okay.
And that's going to be called Sex, Drugs, Rock and Roll, and Other Essentials. And then I'm under contract to. I've got to write another book. And it's going to be it's actually a romantic comedy, which is weird back from this, but it's about, you know, finding love late in life.
Yeah.
Like your Medicare years.
Right.
You know, I'm thinking about making it like Hospice and Training.
Yeah.
Or maybe a second set of wrinkles. I'm not sure.
Hospice and love.
Yeah.
That's beautiful.
Yeah. So I've got a couple other things going. You get a nice quick read book. It doesn't take you long to read it, does it?
No. I wish I just had more time to sit and read. I've read through it. I've read some of it, though, and I'm still reading through it.
Yeah.
And I'll finish it. I will. I was reading more of it today, and I'm trying to remember the name of the chapter I'm on, but I'm getting to it. So it is fun. It's fun to read.
God. I mean, you don't get, are you on the one? It's like pheromones and baby powder?
Not yet.
Okay.
Not yet. But
Purple
I'll get
Hazel.
Yeah, that's where I'm at right now. Purple Hazel is where I'm at right now.
Little Johnny One Bit. Yeah.
It's fun. There are some really fun characters in this book, and more that I want to learn. I want to learn some more about these people too, especially what's the name of the girl that the college
Knockers.
Yeah.
Her name is an adjective.
I want to know where this goes with her and Tuvit. I have to know where this goes with her and Tuvit. So I have to know more about this. Now, the book is available.
It's on Amazon. It's at Barnes & Noble as an ebook. It's at Goodreads. It's on Google Books. It's also at Apple Books.
Okay.
So boy, it's everywhere.
It's everywhere. It's everywhere. That's right. That's right. We could do this all day. Yeah. You know, that, a couple old guys sitting around reminiscing about.
Hey, and we're sober, stone cold sober.
I know. That's me. I'm high on coffee right now, which is about all I can do anymore. Like I said, I snuck out on a couple of concerts when I was little. I remember young. I remember sneaking out to go to a concert. Just real quick, when I was in high school, snuck out. You had to write down why you were leaving school.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, to go to left early to go to a concert. And I wrote, the reason for leaving, I wrote, illness and fatigue. I was sick and tired of school.
No, but
so, I had a counselor who fortunately had a good sense of humor.
Yeah.
We talked about it 2 days later. She said, I see you left for illness and fatigue. She said, I take it you were sick and tired that day.
Yeah.
I said, yeah. Yeah. She said, that's. It didn't keep me from getting out of trouble, but at least, you know, she had a decent sense of humor about it.
That's like calling in well.
Yeah, exactly.
I feel too
exactly.
good to come to work.
Exactly. And, you know, the concert, it was REO Speedwagon, and it was, you know, and it was... And it, yeah.
So nice.
It was REO Speedwagon, and they had some little two-bit, I don't know, new little country band opening for him named 38 Special.
Ooh, wow. Oh, you nailed it then.
It's a fun show. It's a fun show. Yeah. And tickets were like $14 back then, whatever it was.
I paid $28.75 to see the Stones. And I thought that was outrageous.
Today, you have to pay $2,875 to see the Stones.
And what was your first concert?
Cease in the Back. Yeah. REO Speedwagon.
That was the first concert.
I tell people all the time, I saw REO Speedwagon. I saw my next concert was Judas Priest, and I paid to see them. And I haven't paid to see a concert since then because I've worked at radio from that point on.
Oh, wow.
But I've seen a lot of good shows since then, too. So, yeah. So I'm not to brag, but I haven't paid to see a show since then. I've seen a lot of good shows.
Wow, good for you. I bet. Gee, how do you get a gig like yours?
Huh?
How do you get a gig like this, man?
I'll sell you this one for real cheap. Real cheap, I'll sell it to you. Man, it's a pleasure talking to you.
This has been great.
All right. It's great to talk to you. What a wonderful book. Pick it up whenever you get a chance to. Amazon and all the other places you can get it. J. Keith Thompson and 2-Bit Wizard. Run out. Such great memories. If you were around in the 70s and you were out there doing all this stuff, you're going to love this book. It is awesome. I'm Todd Richman for Iowa 5.3.
Thanks for listening to the iCast. Follow Iowa 5.3 Scottsburg on Facebook for updates on more podcasts coming soon here on i1053.com Scottsburg.